Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want you guys to get yellow sheets of paper and get red pens, please. In the midst of you getting yellow sheets of paper and red pens, I want you to write down any and everything that you have been waiting on the Lord for, because there's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of waiting and we get discouraged. We have a tendency of waiting and it causes us to go into a place of feeling defeated. Or we ask ourselves, why do we have to wait? There's so many times in our lives that we think about these things because waiting is really hard. So I want y'all to write down any and everything that is inside of your heart, inside of your mind, inside of your thought that you need to get rid of, that you need to release, that you need to let go of. I want you to write down all these things because I know that it is something that each and every last one of us want to just let go of. We got so much pain, so much hurt, so much discouragement, so much stuff that's going on inside of us that we never even discuss. We never even talk to anybody about it, yet we're still waiting for a change. We're waiting for something to turn around for us. So we have a tendency of just being sad. Lord, remove the sadness right now, God. Let your people be encouraged on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Remove the lost hope on this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're coming to you right now, Father God, in the local sanctuary. I'm standing in the gap for each and every individual in this sanctuary, God. I'm asking you to cover us in your blood and hide us behind your cross as you get ready to go forward in the midst of your people. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will open up our hearts and even our minds that we may be able to receive some things from you on today, God. Let us not be in that place, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we do not empty out or we do not let go on today, God. We do not want to leave the same way that we came, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we're inviting you into the sanctuary. We're inviting you into our room, God. We're inviting you into our hearts on today. We're inviting you into our minds, our situations, our concerns, and even our problems and our challenges, Lord. Oh, God, we're emptying ourselves out right now, Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we don't want to continue to hold this stuff, Father God. We don't want this stuff to be weighty and heavy on us on today, God. So we're giving it all to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We're releasing these things unto you, Father God. We are decluttering our hearts on this morning, Father God. We want to declutter our minds, Lord, that these things will not be or even stay a strain on our brain, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we cannot think straight, God. We cannot even make a sound decision. So we're giving it all to you right now, God. We emptying it all out right now, God. All that bitterness that we're carrying, Lord. All that hurt that we're carrying, God. All that fear that we're carrying, God. All that unforgiveness that we're carrying, God. We're giving it all to you right now, Lord. In an any local shot now. Oh, God. Because we've been waiting on you to step in and do some things. We've been waiting on you to step in and change some things, God. But we are coming to you confessing that we need your help. We need you to help us incognito local see. And strengthen us on today, God. Because it seemed like we had our weakest moment. It seemed like we had the weakest spot in our lives, God. Even in our very thoughts. So we are releasing. Even now, God. We are releasing right now. Oh God, give us a heart of forgiveness. Give us a heart of absolutions. Remove any sadness and any depression. Remove any and everything, Father God, that may cause us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to be hateful and vengeful, Lord. Help us on today. Even in the midst of our distress. Even in the midst of our hurt. Even in the midst of our pain, God. I'm asking you to do it on today, God. Because I know that you can. And I know that you will. How you know, local see? I hope rest is in you, God. Understanding. Help us on today, God. Give us a will. wisdom, knowledge, and even the understanding, the clarity, Father God, direction and instruction that we need, Father God, that it would be for the betterment of our own selves personally. Oh Lord, you know us individually, God. I'm asking you to do a thing on today, God. I'm asking you to help us in a thing on today, God. Restore the hope, Lord. Consider each and every prayer that we're writing down on these papers, God. Consider each and every prayer, God. Consider the ones that's in our hearts, God, that is hidden, that we never, ever even say anything about. I'm asking you to do it on today, God. We need you like we never, ever needed you before, God. Help us on today, God. I get a local style, that your work will be completed inside of us, Lord. Help us on today, God. Help us on today, God. Even in the midst of the waiting. In your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. It's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that a certain thing is not going to happen or that it cannot happen for us. Because we've been waiting so long. It's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that, even in the midst of our waiting, that that thing is not going to change. Or it has changed, but it has not changed the way that we wanted it to. And so many times in our lives that our waiting goes from waiting to asking a question, why do I even have to wait? Why do I have to wait? Because we don't want to wait. We are so impatient. We are microwave. This is a microwavable nation. Not only are we so impatient, we try to put our hands to it. And in the midst of us putting our hand to it, we mess up any and everything that even took that. When God was trying to straighten it out, we went and messed it all up. Because we put our hands to it. Or we try to work it out. We don't never, ever, ever go to God and simply acknowledge him in all our ways. Because that's what he said. He said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he'll direct your life. We don't want to acknowledge God in any and every area of our lives. We don't want to acknowledge him in the little things, let alone the big things. We don't want to acknowledge God in absolutely nothing, no form or no fashion inside of our lives. Because we think, and it's what we say, I got that. I got to make it happen. Because if I don't, who will? See, we as human beings, as mortals, as a natural being, have a tendency of thinking and believing that we know, or we understand, or this is how it should be, or if I do this, then this is going to be the outcome, or if not acknowledging God absolutely at no form, fashion, or no point in time about that matter. It could very well be when you get up in the morning. We don't acknowledge God. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. So now y'all lean into your own understanding. I get up in the morning and I say, thank you, Jesus. I get up. Yeah, I ain't saying thank you. I say acknowledging. And it's a difference. It's a difference. It's a difference in acknowledging him. Because we really don't know what's going to happen. We really don't know the plan. We don't acknowledge God. We just go about our everyday routine. Get up, take a bath, take a shower, do whatever you're going to do. Or fix you something to eat or not. Or get ready for work or not. Or do that. It's just every day repetitively the same, and I got to say, routine or practice. Because this is what we do. We don't acknowledge God. And how do you acknowledge God? By glorifying him and praise him and worship him. Yeah. But he said, acknowledge me in all your ways. So acknowledging him in all your ways. Do you acknowledge him even in the little things? Lord, what you want me to wear today? I tell y'all, he tell me what to wear every single day. Lord, what you want me to do? Lord, how you want me to do it today? Lord, I know I got to get ready to go to work, Lord, so I need you to prepare me for my job on today. Because if you don't prepare me, I got to acknowledge you, because you already know it's going to happen before I get there. How you know and you not acknowledging him when you get to that job, something happened and you get all discombobulated, not knowing you should acknowledge him before. I'm just going to say in all your ways. The name of the sermon today. The name of the sermon today. I'm just going to stop this. The name of the sermon today. You guys, I'm going to start in the book of Isaiah. Waiting is hard. And then there's a colon. And then afterwards it's, but why wait? And a question mark. Waiting is hard. Yes, waiting is hard. It's hard to wait for something, especially when God done already gave you a promise and you're waiting on it. And so if God uses somebody or tells somebody to walk up to you and tell you something, oh, God gonna do this or God gonna do that, and then you expect it for it to happen right now or right then or a couple of months later, and then it don't, then what you say, oh, they're a false prophet, or they did that ain't what the Lord said. No, because all prophecy is not right now prophecy. You gotta wait. Why you gotta wait? He had me to tell y'all Friday when we came in here. You gotta wait in a position so that he can condition. You gotta wait, because a lot of us ain't ready. A lot of us don't have a heart to accept the truth. We don't want to accept the truth because we think we know everything, or we think we understand everything. So it's hard to wait. What do you mean by that? It's hard for me to wait. Why? She said that. And he said that, and I'm just, so what are you waiting on? Or are you waiting? Because a lot of us disregard stuff. A lot of us disregard stuff in the midst of waiting. How about we never get to the place of waiting? Because once it's said, we disregard it. So we never make it to the waiting stage. Waiting is hard. Waiting is hard. And then the question is, but why wait? Why I gotta wait? Because if I do this and say this and such, then this is gonna, and then I ain't gotta wait. When you go to the gas station, you gotta wait for a gas pump. But why I gotta wait? So you back up and go to that one, and you will take the handle and put it all the way on the other side of your gas tank, and even on that side, just put some gas in the car, because you don't want to wait for the pump that is on the same side of you, because it's still ain't taking too long. I ain't gotta wait. That I'm giving y'all examples. So why wait? You know what? I got to go to the Social Security office, or I got to go here, or I got to go there, and I got to stand in this long line. You know, I'm going to wait a minute. I'm going to wait a minute, but they taking too long. They need it. Y'all ain't got no other tellers open. Now you offended, disorderly, unseemly, all kind of matter, because you got to wait. But why wait? Because it ain't your turn yet. Lord, blessing everybody else in it. Lord, I've been waiting and I ain't got this and I ain't got that. And you know what I need. You said you would supply my every need. Not only in the midst of you not wanting to wait, you done got into a place of complaining. You just was complaining at the Social Security office because they were taking too long for that. How about you calling your insurance company or calling the doctor's office and they tell you to hold on a minute, and how you hold on for 5 or 10 minutes? Why wait? You know what? I'll call back early in the morning, and then in the morning it's even a longer wait than it was in there. So why you gotta wait? We don't want to wait for nothing. But you go to the nail shop, you gotta wait. You go get your hair, you go get your hair pretty, you gotta wait. You gotta wait for them to finish. Let's know if you getting some the braids or you getting some whatever. How about you? You gotta get in the perm, and then they got to put you up under the water again, and then you got to sit up. You gotta wait. And then even in the midst of that, you wait. You know, I've been up under this hair dryer for 30 minutes. And it only take 30 minutes for it to dry. How she going to start on that girl hair? And so that you don't want to wait. I've been waiting for the longest. You need to come and get me done now. And that's why he had me praying, Lord, help us not to be so offended easily. We get offended by any and every little bitty thing. Especially when the Lord talking to us. Come on, somebody. The Bible says his word gonna offend. But y'all already know. Who? I don't give a rest to him. I'm just gonna tell you what the Lord said. You either want it or you don't. I thank God he gave me the holy boldness. And a face of iron. But I had to wait to get to that place. Because it was a time that it used to bother me when a person would try to rebuttal or argue back and forth or thinking they know it all, or a person didn't want to receive it, because he lets me know whether or not they receive it when I walk up to them. Even before I open my mouth, I already know what they thinking, what they saying, and how they feel. I'm a prophet first, then pastor. So the thing is, the waiting. We don't want to wait on God when he done already told us something. Or how about we be in prayer and we be in a hurry to get out of his face, or in a hurry to finish? We don't want to wait to the. It's so many times I done talked to somebody. I say, you done prayed about it. They say, yeah, you died. Lord ain't gave you an answer. No, I'm still waiting. Did you sit still? Are you being still? Because there's a scripture in the Bible saying, be still and know that I am God. We got to know that he is God even in the waiting. Because he knows you better than you know you do. The Bible says, I knew you before you was formed in the very bowels of your mama's belly. He knew you before you knew you. He knew what you were going to do, how you were going to act, your attitude, your disposition, your offensiveness, your defense. Because let me tell you, in the midst of being offended, we always want to defend. I'm just saying. In the midst of us waiting, we always want to shorten the wait time. Waiting is hard. Not only is waiting hard, it goes to that question, why I gotta wait? So, the Lord told me years and years ago I had to be in my early 20s. This is when he first told me. He told me where my husband, what state my husband was located in, right? And then so I say, oh shoot, I'm gonna move. I'm moving in that state. I ain't want to wait for him to say, okay, get up and move it. I want to do it on my own. I want to do what I want to do when I want to do it, even how I want to do it. Okay? Now, I'm not thinking of believing or even knowing in my heart that I'm not even in the right condition to be positioned for my husband. So then I stayed there for about a year. I said, going back. Now, not knowing I'm still got to wait. I hope y'all following me. Yes, and so some years went by. I said, Lord, I said, you told me, you said it's better to marry than to burn, Lord. So I just and then I got to saying that we all saying. I don't even say this no more. The Lord know my heart, so he'll forgive. I became a substance abuser. And I told y'all about that. Substance abuser. What is you? How's you abusing? I ain't talking about drugs, people. See, leading to your own understanding. I'm talking about abusing that grace and that mercy. Because again, he know my heart. Yeah, he do. And he know I'm a wretch. I'm a heathen. I'm a sinner. He knows. He knew me before I even knew my own self. So I say, okay, Lord, why you? Okay, Lord. He said, submit yourself unto my mighty hand. I say, Lord, it's hard for me to wait. Ain't that the name of the sermon? Yep. It's hard for me to wait. Why I gotta wait? I'm doing that thing you told me to do. I'm fasting, I'm praying. I ain't done had sex in about 4 or 5 years. My leg itching. I just need you to kind of help me on this. Lord, you had already told me. I'm applying the scripture to my life. You said it's better to marry than to burn. So I ain't even doing anything. I ain't dropping it like it's hot. I ain't doing nothing, Lord. I'm doing what you told me to do. So why wait? Why I got to keep waiting? You got me standing in front of people praying, prophesying, doing all kind of stuff. I don't want to be in ministry by myself. I want my husband with me. Why I got to wait? Now mind you, what I just say here, I still ain't heard nothing now. I still ain't heard nothing. So I said, Lord, I ain't in a rush to get out of your face. I've been laying here for 3 hours. And you still ain't saying nothing. I know you talk a lot.
Yeah.
Now you done sat up here and told me to wait. Now you going mute.
Yeah. Ooh.
Come on. Oh yeah, I goes to God like that.
Yeah, come on.
Because if I can't be true to him, I'ma be true to myself. I gotta be true. I gotta keep it real.
That's right.
So in the midst of me waiting, I said, okay, Lord, well, I'm going to move again. So we done already done went to God and told him, this is the kind of husband I want. I want him to be saved. I want him to be such. Now this when he started talking to me, this is what he said. He said, don't you worry about him. Yeah. Let me deal with him. See, because I'm not going to unequally yoke you.
Come on.
Now we all the time going to the Lord, yeah, trying to tell him what we want. Mm. And say, well, I want my husband to that. And the Lord say, and you living righteous? How can you tell me what you want in your husband and you want him to be righteous? And you, how can you say you living righteous when you ain't even met him yet and you're judging? I'm just saying. So the waiting. We talk about that waiting. So he got to condition your heart. He got to condition your mind, baby. Because if he don't first condition your mind, your heart will never get ready. It'll never get ready. That's why he said you got to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Because our mind, our thoughts, we think we know everything. Can't nobody tell us nothing. We a mess.
Yes.
No, we a hot delusion of a mess. That's what we are.
We are.
I'm talking about me, you, him, all of us. We are hot delusion of a mess. And we all here together, getting it together there. I don't sit up here and pretend that I got it all together, because I don't. If I did, I wouldn't be here now. He done took me away, y'all. My work's to be done. I'm still trying to get it together. Did you hear what I say? The Bible declares this. That we die daily. We die daily in our flesh, in our mind, in our thoughts. And all this stuff. It ain't just a snap your finger. Not saying that he can't do it, but because we always putting our hand to it, because we don't want to wait, it can't happen like that. Why it can't happen like that? Because I gotta first get their heart right. I gotta first get their mind right. I gotta first get their thoughts right. I gotta first get them right. He got to get us right so that we'll be able to handle it. Some of us can't handle the stuff that God wanna give us because we don't wanna wait. We're too anxious. We're too anxious. And then we get weary. When you get so anxious because you get tired of waiting and you get weary and you start putting your hand to it, that's when you start doing stuff you ain't got no business doing. That's when you start thinking the way that you're supposed to think. That's when you start acting the way you're supposed to act. and you start saying stuff you show don't pose the same. We talking about the waiting, baby. It's hard. So why in the world I gotta wait? Because you ain't ready. I ain't ready. Ain't nobody ready. We ain't ready. We ain't ready. Let's go to the book of Isaiah chapter 40. Let's go to the book.
Y'all know he always had me to prep y'all before we go to the
work. Prep was yesterday.
You
okay. So we were in here praying. We talked about this whole everything you said.
But God, and I wasn't here.
Yes.
I came, prayed, and I had to go. Yeah. We talking about waiting is hard, Coleman.
But why wait? Why we gotta wait? I don't wanna wait. I'm tired of waiting. I'm tired of waiting.
God, I just wanna wait. I tell you at this point.
We get antsy in our pantsy.
Just a little squirmy.
We don't just get antsy in our pantsy. We get to a place or to a point inside of our lives that we try to make it happen. And then we go searching and seeking. And then when we think that we done found the right thing, the right person, the right situation, or the right job, it's just a disaster. It becomes a disaster. And don't mess around and put your feelings in it. Once you put your feelings in it, then you right back where you started from.
Yeah, because you
messed up from the floor. It be us doing it to our own selves because we don't want to wait. In the waiting. He want me to play this song for y'all. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens. I want y'all to write down all this stuff. I want y'all to write down these scenes that causes y'all to feel like it's hard to wait for. Or you ain't got that change yet. I've been waiting for that change, Lord, and it just ain't happened. I want you to write down these scenes that you done prayed about and you still waiting for and it still ain't happened. I want you to write down all this stuff that's down in the inside of your heart that has caused you to be bitter, hateful, rude, unforgiving, because you're tired of waiting. How about that? Write down this stuff.
He want me to play this song for y'all.
Listen to the words. Cause it don't feel good. And it's hard. Pain. A gift. We don't want that, but it comes anyway.
Somehow leaves are stronger when it's gone away. I try to pray for your will.
We want His will to be done, so we pray, but it ain't never enough.
But I confess it's
never. It ain't coming quick enough. We just want to see His hand move, baby. Don't let it be somebody that came up against you or that lied or cheated or did something towards you, baby, and you really trying to do the book and hold your peace or turn the other cheek or just be still and know that He's God. Baby, how about He give you peace in the midst of it? Even in the midst of the wait. But we ain't got to that peace yet. Why? Because of this. Because of this. And I keep telling y'all that what you see deceives your thinking. I'm going to turn this down. What you see can deceive this right here, your thinking. It'll turn into notions, delusions, illusions, accusations, confrontations. It'll mess you up. It'll mess you up. What you hear can deceive this, y'all. Because what goes into your ear can cause you to have notions, distort a thing, believe a thing, lean to your own understanding, it'll mess you up. For real. For real. Isaiah chapter 40, you guys. I'm a hands-on person. I know a lot of y'all be grabbing y'all phones, but it's Bibles under the seats. It's Bibles under the seats. Isaiah chapter 40, we're going to start at verse 27. Because it's a lot of times that the waiting turns into a question. All because it's hard for us to do it. It's hard for us to do it, y'all. But when I sit up here and tell you that we have to wait so that God can prepare us for some things. He can prepare us for some stuff. He can, because you know why? Do y'all know why we got to wait and be prepared? Because it's hard for us to accept. We don't want to accept nothing. Why is it hard for us to accept? Because the first time God does something for us or through us, this is what we say. Oh, that's just too good to be true. Remember, God is good and everything he says is true. That's the first thing I want to bash in y'all head.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, come on.
Or it's too far-fetched. Well, I just can't believe it. Why? You don't want to accept nothing. You can't accept absolutely nothing that the Lord has said to you. That's why you disregard it. In the midst of you disregarding it, it gets to a place or to a point that it's hard for you to wait on it because first of all, you disregarded it. Why? Because you couldn't accept it. So if you don't accept it, how in the world is you going to receive it? How can you receive anything? You can't even get no peace because you don't know how to accept peace. Why? Because that thing that's troubling you, the Lord said, let not your heart be troubled. That thing that's troubling you, you have not gave it to the Lord, so you can't accept your peace. You can't receive your peace. I have not accepted that you're going to handle this, Lord. So because I have not accepted that you're going to handle it and wait on you to handle it, and it's still troubling me, I can't get my peace. Why? Because you got your mind on the wrong thing. The Lord said, keep your mind stayed on me. I keep you in perfect peace.
Yes, Lord.
You worrying about the wrong stuff. You troubling your own self. Yes. With the troubles that trouble you.
Yes.
Us. We talking about us.
Yes.
The and in the waiting. I want God to get that person back because that person did this and that. Lord, why you haven't did nothing? Lord, you say vengeance is yours. I need it because you are not ready yet. If I do something to them right now, you're going to be saying, aha, ee-hee, ka-ka. So you got to wait for me to do something. You got to wait for me to do something. And you waiting for me to do something, I'm conditioning your heart so that when I do get them back, you will be like, oh, let me pray for you. And then you start saying, Lord, have mercy. See, because he don't want us to have that kind of man and that kind of heart towards one another. So he got to wait to avenge that person that you want him to avenge because he got to get you right. To accept the vengeance. Oh, I got to say that again, okay. I can't do none to them right now. Even though I told you that vengeance is mine, I got to wait to do my vengeance on them. Because if I don't, and you like what I do to them, I'm going to have to turn it on you. And I have no delight that any of my people should perish, not even the wicked. So, is y'all getting me? Because I want y'all to grasp this on today. I got to make sure that your heart is conditioned so that I can revenge them for you. But if your heart is not conditioned, then now I got to get you. I don't want none of y'all to perish. I don't want none of y'all to fall under my wrath, because it's a terrible thing. I'm telling y'all what the Bible says. It's in there, search the scriptures. I don't make this stuff up. The Bible declares that he wants us to have passion and piety towards one another. If we do not have these things towards one another, then how can we ever get to a place of being kind? You can't be kind to nobody and you always nasty. How you gonna be kind to somebody in conversation and you always defensive about everything that's said? How can I get revenge on them when you acting odd, unseemly? I gotta make sure I condition your heart, cause I'ma get them. You just gotta wait for me to get them. It's hard for me to wait, so I'ma do it myself. I know if, how many times you have faced a situation, a person, or a circumstance, and you say, I know just what to do to get them back. Oh, we done all did that. I know I have. Let's talk about Yvette. Let's talk about Yvette. I ain't talking about nobody. I know just what to do or how to do. I know just what to say. I ain't even got to do nothing, boo. I know what to say. This what we do. I know I ain't the only one. I'm confessing. I know I ain't the only one. We all have did it, still doing it, and think about it too. Because we don't want to wait on nothing. We don't want to wait on him getting no revenge. He said wait. He always talking about wait. Well, I got to keep waiting? Because you are right now gone. So do it right now, God. Do it right now, God. He said, I can't do it right now. Because we ain't ready. We ain't ready to accept what he want to do for us. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what God has prepared for them that love him. We can't even love him right, but we want everything. We can't even love one another right. Isaiah 40, verse 27. I know y'all know I talk a lot. All right. To wait. What do it mean to wait? To stay in place in expectation of. We don't want to stay in place for nothing. It's to look forward to, expectantly. It's to be ready and available. It's a state of attitude, of watchfulness and expectancy. We don't want to wait for Jack Dilly or Squat. We don't even want to wait to eat. That's why we always buy them that microwavable stuff. Because of that, we all want to wait to eat because we don't want to cook. It takes too long. I ain't got time to wait. You know what? I love seafood, John. Crab legs and all that stuff. And so in the midst of it, I was talking to somebody and I said, oh, I love crab legs. You like crab legs? Maybe we can go out and eat some crab legs. And so. They say, I go out to eat with you, but I don't eat crab legs because I can't got time to wait for to be cracking and doing that because I want to hurry up and eat. I said, baby, you got to take your time. You go out to eat with something, they just scoffing down their food. And then next thing you know, they sitting sideways. You know why you uncomfortable? Because you ain't let your food digest and it got stuck right there. And you talking about you full. You ain't full. You just gotta drink something for the. And we eating and scuffing it. We didn't. Because I eat extremely slow, y'all. I do. I can't help it. I cut up everything I eat, even the salad. Who does that even? Because it's a process. Let me tell y'all. The Lord has taught me how to wait. I'm talking the Lord stuff just not coming to pass in my life that was spoken over my life. I'm 56 today, y'all. I'll be 57 in November. The Lord just allowed things to start coming to fruition in my life now that he spoke to me when I was in my 20s. You talking about waiting? Huh. I'm like, Lord, why I gotta wait? He said, because you weren't ready. Let me give y'all an example. So the Lord had woke me up when I was in my 30s. I had to be maybe about 36. And this is what he told me. He said, the man that they said is your dad is not your dad. Your dad name is such and such and such and such. And gave me the man's name. And in the midst of him giving me the man's name, listen to me, y'all. I sat there and I was just listening. And this is what the Lord said to me. He said, oh, you don't believe me, huh? How many times the Lord has said something to y'all and y'all don't believe me? Now, he been talking to me ever since I was 8 years old, y'all. I've been a seer for a whole lot of years. Listen to me. How many times the Lord done said something to you and it's too hard to, you can't believe it. And so this is what he said to me. He said, you don't believe me, huh? Now, that lets you know that he know me. Know my thoughts, and it ain't got no secrets. Now, I ain't say it out loud. I was just listening, and I'm saying to myself that he said, you don't believe me? He said, after, because I took care of my mother for years, y'all. At least 10 years. This is what he told me. He said, after you feed your mom and give her a bath and get her dressed and stuff, and you combing her hair, he said, when you start brushing her hair, he said, ask her, do she know a man named Leroy Johnson?
Come on,
he said, and when you ask her, this is what she going to say to you. And this is such and such and such. And gave it and played it on to me. So now, look, I ain't want to wait. I jumped up now at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm in the kitchen trying to prepare. Now, I don't give her no food until 8 o'clock because she's a diabetic. So I got her on a routine. It's 4 something in the morning. I'm cooking the food so I can throw it in the microwave by the time she get up. And then I walk past the room. I say, oh, hoping that she was up. I'm like, oh, she ain't even up yet. Because I ain't want to wait. I'm just saying, girl, I'm even making noise.
Trying to get out of
trying to wake up. I'm just telling y'all. And so by the time 7 o'clock came, I went out and said, oh, you up? I said, how you feel this morning? She said, I feel fine. I said, you ready to get up out the bed? Now, you know, a lady at that age, you know she, her body got to catch up with her mind. So I said, I'll help you. Grabbed her legs, trying to get her up out the bed so I could get on that thing to scoot her in the bathroom because I'm going to give her a bath because I'm ready to brush her hair now because he done told me to ask her when I brush her hair. Put my hand to it. Ain't that what I said this morning? So not. So it just was taking longer than I wanted it to go. And I just wanted to get it all out the way. Didn't wind up giving her food until 9 o'clock. It just was a mess because I wasn't ready, right? So by the time I started getting her out the tub and was brushing her hair, girl, the first brush, I say, hey, mama. And the first stroke, when I put that brush in her hair, I say, hey, mama. I say, I wanted to ask you something. I say, do you know this man named Leroy Johnson? She turned around, everything the Lord said. She turned around and looked at me. Yeah, baby, where did you get that name from? I used to date him when I was and just got to talking and telling me everything that the Lord didn't say. Now you know he done made a believe out of me now. Okay, so now. Now, he done told me this too, he said. Because you know how we is. We a mess. We a mess. When it comes to waiting and the Lord talking to you, we a hot dillios of a mess. So then the Lord done already told me. He done already gave me the whole download. Told me everything. And then told me this in advance. Now this one even on my mind. Don't even try to look for them. They're going to find you. And because they deprived you of the life that you were supposed to have, you're going to have an inheritance, not just from your real biological father, but you're going to get inheritance from the father that they said is your dad and not your dad. And so in the midst of it all, I'm like, okay. Now I disregarded all that because I'm really trying to find out. I'm really trying to see. I'm really trying to understand, who is this Leroy Johnson? Because that's my daddy. And I wanted it. And so, in the midst of it, now listen to this. This is how we is. We always putting our hand to it. Now, he didn't already told me what not to do and how not to do it. Now, what did the Lord just tell you about the wickedness when you was in the last time? Every time you see your sister, you know, they sisters, y'all. And didn't know her emotions all haywire because she's pregnant. So, in the midst of it, me put my hand to it. I'm giving y'all an example. When in the midst of me putting my hand to it, I'll call Prophetess Sires. I say, because I know how the Lord use her. This manipulation. Listen, I'm telling y'all, I know how the Lord use her. And the Lord used her baby. She ain't got to know you and know nobody else. She look at you, she'll call your name out and everybody in your family. So I called Prophet Sires. I said, let me call her Prophet. I said, because she finna tell me everything I need to know and I ain't going to tell her. I say, hey, Prophetess. I say, I want you to pray for me. And whatever the Lord put on your heart, just tell me whatever the Lord. So she got to praying for me. And in the midst of praying for me, she said, oh my gosh, Prophetess. She say, Leroy Johnson. I say, what? She say, Leroy Johnson. She say, I don't know who this man is, but it's been a family secret. And baby, she got to running it all down to me. And in the midst of running down to me, I was real quiet. Because you know, you just got to wait on the Lord. Sometimes when the Lord gets to talking, just be quiet and listen. Just be quiet and listen. And so I'm sitting on the phone. And say, I don't want to wait now. I'm still talking. The name of the sermon is hard to wait. This is the name of the sermon. It's hard to wait. And then it's a question. Why? I gotta wait. So all the time I'm like, okay. And I'm waiting. I'm waiting for her to finish. Can't wait for her to finish. And then I broke out and this is what I said. I say, girl, what state are you in, girl? Did the Lord show you? Now, he done already done told me that. Don't try to. He going to find you. Now, listen to this. I said, you know what? I'm going to go back and I'm going to ask my mama. Now, the Lord done already done gave me instructions and already told me. But because I put my hand to it and I want to see some things move, I said, well, Lord, when? Now, did I tell y'all this was in my 30s? Now, the Lord done already told me. He said, now, not only do you got that, you got a sister and a brother, and you and your sister look just alike. I say, Lord. I'm antsy in my pantsy. I'm, for real, trying to go and do it on my own to figure out. But because I don't want to wait. Waiting is hard for us to do. And we always put our hand to it till we get to a question, why do I have to wait? So in the midst of us waiting, we get all discombobulated. We start fainting, get weary in our spirit, and we start reacting and then wondering why ain't nobody else acting. And then we go to God and now we mad. Now we mad at the Lord. So Lord, why you said it. You did well, why you ain't there? And then we turn our back to him. Because we don't want to wait. We don't want to wait. Isaiah chapter 40.
The waiting. Just wait on God.
When you want to see that change in your marriage, in your home, just wait on God. When you're waiting on that husband or that wife, just wait on God.
Yes.
When you want that change with that baby mama or that baby daddy, yeah, oh Lord, wait on God.
Just wait.
We always put our hands to it, and because of what we see or what we think. When the Lord done spoke something over your life and done told you this is going to be that and deep, just wait on God. He got to condition our hearts in the midst of the positioning. When he positioned us, then he got to condition us. Why? Because it's hard for us to accept. Why? Because we don't want to wait for absolutely nothing. I'm tired of being alone. And then when you do get involved with somebody, they destroy you.
Yes.
Not just mentally and emotionally. You be messed up from the floor. You lose yourself. You can't even recognize yourself when you're in the mirror. Let's talk about Yvette again. Baby, you get so out of character until when you done did, reacted, or performed, or got unseemly, when you sit back and think about it, you be like, I can't believe I did that. You become stalkers. You start premeditating your next move. You start to... I'm the only one, I guess. Baby, you become Inspector Gadget.
Yeah.
You got your own degree in crime scene investigation. Because that crime has been committed against you. You, baby, let me tell you, when you get to puzzling and putting pieces together, it ain't nothing nobody can tell you, because you know the truth, and I gathered and I got the proof. You, ain't that what we do? Before we start chopping off heads. And taking names later. Y'all know that other saying, but I can't say that. I told this one girl, I said, baby, you can give your soul to God and your to me. And I said that because she lied about where she was taking my daughter and her daughter when I never let my daughter go nowhere. My daughter was only 12 years old. And now I don't know where my daughter at, and I left her in your hands after y'all begged her. So you know what? Where you say you were? I'm just saying. I didn't want to wait for the process. I'm just talking about Yvette, y'all. It just be me. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 27. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? We think God don't see, and he can't hear because he ain't did nothing. So ask yourself, why sayest thou, O Lisa, or speakest, O Lisa, my way is hid from the Lord? He ain't seeing this. Or why sayest thou, O itty bitty, and it, put your name in there. We think God is blind. No, he ain't blind. He ain't deaf. He ain't mute. And he is omnipotent and omnipresent. He is everywhere at one time. He sees and knows any and everything that goes in, out, around, and about, because he created it. He wrote the book. I ain't talking about this. I'm talking about your story. He the author and the finisher of your life. He already know this was going to happen and that was going to happen. So we not going to question him. But why I got to wait? Because you got to wait.
Okay.
You ain't ready. Has thou not known? Has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he fainteth not, neither is weary. There's no searching of his understanding. We can't understand why he wants us to wait. We don't know why it had to be 20 plus years. To wait.
Yes. Come on.
I may not even can imagine or fathom why I had to wait. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases their strength. When I got weary and did not want to do it, did I? Oh, he know my heart. Yeah, he know your heart. But he gave you a choice. So you could choose to do or not to do. He already knows it's in your heart. But what is you going to choose to do what's in your heart? That choice is what activates good or evil. That choice right there. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. I remember when I was a kid and growing up, I was like, I'm so sick and tired of it. My mama get on my nerve. My daddy died when I was young. He's the one that said it. My dad, anyway. So I asked the Lord this. I said, Lord, why you didn't tell me this way back then? Because this blew me, and all I could do was cry. He said, because I had to prepare your heart to accept it. Because if I had not conditioned your heart, you would have hated your mother. You would have to. So he had to condition my heart. So I'm telling y'all, we have to get to a place or to a point in our lives that we accept the waiting season. If God say, wait. He just trying to prepare your heart so that you may be able to receive what he got for you. And what he got for you is simply for you. Can't nobody else have it. You may look at it and think or believe, you know what? That was supposed to be. No. Because it may look like, which is a counterfeit. Okay, let me say that. Counterfeit. That you thought was yours, or you thought was supposed to be yours. But what God has for you is you, and it could be better and more authentic. Come on, Jesus. Than what you believed you should have got when you wanted it. When you want it, it ain't good for you to get it right now. You gotta wait. He say any and everybody will be a millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire, whatever it is. He got to condition your heart first. Because you may walk in pride. And then he got to take it from you. So if he gets you prepared for that, you got to wait to get that Tesla. Because if you don't wait to get that Tesla, you don't even know how to drive yet. So you got to wait to get your license. Okay. Oh, but a Tesla can drive itself. All I got to do is just sit there. But you got to wait because he got to. Because I got to power it. So your heart may not be conditioned. This $100,000 car. Come on, dog. You got to wait to be able to enter into some things in the right season. We may get weary. We may get faint. We may get sick and tired of waiting. Don't get sick and tired of waiting, girl. Ain't nothing gonna change. And you waiting on the train. Well, Lord, how long I gotta wait? Because I'm about to have this baby. And I'm just sick and tired of it. Because what is your way trying to teach us in our waiting? Come on, y'all. What is he trying to teach us in our waiting? Why he trying to teach us something inside of our waiting? We can't get distracted. The enemy wants you to get distracted. And in the midst of that distracting, it's discouraging. How is it discouraging? Because the Lord said this and he said it, and he still ain't did that, and so then I steady got away. So the enemy gonna be riding you, baby, like, how did this lady call me before and say, it's a witch riding my back. No, that's you riding your own back. That's it. Because of your thoughts. Your thoughts. You ain't a broom. Don't they ride broom? You ain't a broom. I'm just saying. I'm not trying. I'm just saying. Ain't nothing riding you. The Bible said, who has bewitched you? You don't bewitch your own self. Because can't nobody and nothing can curse what God has blessed.
Okay, come on.
Did you hear what I said? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't give a rat's tail how many seances or how many do what you say, because first and foremost, I ain't scared.
That's right. Come on.
And I believe God. I believe God, and He all our power in His hands. You better hope that whatever you conjuring don't bite you.
Okay.
Because you got the wrong one, baby.
Okay.
Ooh, that just got me mad for some reason. I don't even know. Even though you shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. So what that? Let me give y'all a definition of strength, and then I'm going to read this scripture one more time. Strength is power to resist the force. Baby, sometimes you got to tell your own self that you're strong.
Mm-hmm.
You got to encourage your own self. You got to stop speaking negative to you about your situation. You, according to the power that work in you, has the power. The Bible says we have a form of godliness and deny the power. Why? Because we fall subjected to what we see and what we hear. When you got all the power in the world to speak to that thing, and it got to move. Did y'all hear what I said? The Bible talks about three different kinds of faiths. He talks about the gift of faith. And He says He gave every man a measure of faith. And then there's one, the mustard seed faith. He says if you got faith the size of a mustard seed, you can speak to that thing. Ha! If you just believe a little bit, you can speak to that thing and it got him. He said you could tell that mountain to be moved and it'd be cast into the sea. Any of your enemies come up against you, you can speak to that thing. You can speak to your enemies that's trying to come up against you, and it ain't even got to be nasty. You can clearly and openly say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
I know.
So go on and do you, boo.
Okay.
Ha! It ain't gonna prosper. Because if God be for me, who can stand against me? Do you need a cushion? Because you about to fall, boo. We got to learn how to speak according to the power that dwells inside of us. We walking around. God ain't got no wusses in His army. Every time you turn around, every always crying. Everybody, get that tissue and guard up your loins.
Come on.
Guard up your loins right now. Because I'm scared. God is not a God of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. What do that mean? God holds all the power in His hand, and He gave me some power. He loved me so much until He given me that assurance that I can have peace and soundness in my mind that I ain't got to worry about you, him, her, they, we, and nobody else. You got to speak that thing into your, it got to move. And if it constantly keep trying to overtake you, the Bible say you are mighty through Him to the pulling down of that stronghold, casting down every imagination that tried to exalt itself against the knowledge of the truth of God, baby. So that thought you have in your mind, tear it down. war. Ha! That's why I got it up there. I'm on. Gird up your loins, baby. And you speaking the truth, right? You speaking the truth because you speaking the word of God. I ain't gonna have nowhere to go. The Lord is your shepherd, and you shall not want.
Come on.
Ha! Yes. He maketh you to lie down in green pasture. He gonna give you everything you need. Why you worried anyway if he clothed the grass and feed the birds? Don't you think you more than that?
Yes.
We got to learn how to lift up a standard and allow that word to become life in our lives that we can what? Have life in an abundance. He said if I keep my mind stayed on him, he'll keep me in perfect peace. I ain't going to be discombobulated and I ain't confused. God is not a God of confusion. Oh, I don't understand. That's why he's saying in all you're getting, get an understanding. Well, I'm going to believe what I say. And I tell, he said that if you trust in your own heart to become a fool, stop being a fool, believing in your own self. I'm just giving y'all the book.
Come on.
These are the things that's written in the Bible. It ain't nothing I made up. This is all the stuff that keeps us and prevents us from getting into that place of what? Waiting. The strength that we have through Jesus. He said, when you at your weakest, I'm your strength. I'm your strength. That's who he is. That's who he is. But they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. So when you get weak, he is your strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Don't you know eagles are the only birds with the biggest and longest wings ever? Eagles don't have to keep flapping either, y'all. They can flap a couple times and then they soar. He say he's going to give you wings as eagles. Don't y'all know that an eagle will drop down? An eagle can be miles and miles up in the air and he can see a field mouse in a grass. What make you think that you... Are y'all following me?
Yes.
Just wait. While the eagle soaring, he waiting and watching and looking in what? Anticipation. Anticipation. So we have to wait. We have to wait for the betterment for our own selves, not for nobody else. Because if God gives us everything that we want all at one time, he said a beast of the land would devour us. What do he mean by that? If I give you all this money now that I told you that I was going to give you, and because your heart is not conditioned and in the right position that I want it to be in or that it is in, you're going to squander it. You're going to be prideful. You ain't going to share, and you're going to be even greedier. If I give you that husband or that wife right now and I am not conditioned your heart, you are not going to be able to accept them, to treat them right. And then in the midst of it, you may turn from me. Oh, I can't give you that right now, because if I give it to you, you got to wait, because I got to teach you how to appreciate and be grateful. See, we don't want to wait for nothing. So what is God trying to teach us? What is he trying to show us? Even in the midst, I just told y'all about him getting vengeance on people. Because we wanted, don't y'all have a heart like David? In a way, listen, because David had a heart towards God, so until God said, you the apple of my eye. And all David's sin, baby, the one thing he did was keep it real and true. He told on himself all the time. He let it all hang out. But he knew he was a sinner, he was a murderer, he was a thief. David was something else. But God made him one of the greatest kings ever. Because he was true and obedient to God. So even in the midst of our sins, be true and obedient to God. He'll help you get it right. He will. Don't allow nobody to point their finger, wag their head at you, We all a big hot dilly-osh of a mess. Even still trying to get it together. That's what we doing. Know that God is your strength. Know that you have to wait. There's a time, season, and purpose for everything under the sun. It ain't time yet. So you need to calm down in your spirit, lady. Because you get too anxious too quick, and then your emotions just, and stop throwing stuff. She don't just be throwing papers, girl, at you. She be throwing stuff at folk, trying to hurt them, because she hurt. And it, yeah. We as people gotta wait. Wait on God. You want him to change your situation. Wait on him. He'll turn it around. Wait on the Lord. In the midst of your waiting, ask him, well, Lord, what you want me to do? How you want me to do it? When you want me to do it? Lord, and I'm going to try not to ask you why I got to do it. Because I done asked him that. The Lord said, how many people in here waiting on somebody to get him an apology? We all waiting on because we know that the Lord, why don't you go? Why I got to apologize? Because I ain't done did nothing. Jack Dilly and squad with that. As you waiting, you going to keep on waiting. So what are you waiting on? In the midst of your waiting, be encouraged. And know that it's a time, season, and purpose for that waiting. Ask the Lord to give you strength. In the midst of it, speak light to that thing that you're waiting on. I'm going to say it one more time. Speak life to that thing. Don't you know it's power in your tongue? Stop cursing your own self. Well, that always happened to me. People been doing that to me all my life. No. Don't even do it on me. Because it's in the past. You can't get a change. You can't get a do-over. And it don't even exist anymore. Hello? So, why you dwelling on it? You can't change it. You can't get a do-over and it do not exist anymore. Just let it go. And just wait on God. Because let me tell you something. Some things can happen or whatever. You can forgive. You can get past it. And then God will start doing some things. And he'll bring it straight to your memory. I told you I was going to avenge you. And then in that moment and in that time, you'd be like, oh, Lord, have mercy. Because he had conditioned your heart. But if he had it, did it when you asked him to, you'd have been like, oh, a holy day. Thank you, Jesus, for giving them. That, no. No. We're not going to be happy for that. We're not going to be happy for that. But we're going to wait for God to turn some things around. Write all that stuff down on yellow sheets of paper and red pens. Please, y'all. It's praying time. When y'all get through writing that stuff down, bring it up here on the altar. And then just start praying for yourself. Please, you guys. Understand. It may be hard to wait. And then we ask ourselves, why wait? We have to. Speak life into your life. Situations, concerns, problems, issues. It doesn't matter. Because God will turn some things around. Is the author and the finisher of our faith. Write down these things, and when you get done, please bring that yellow sheets of paper to the altar, put it on there, and then y'all come up here. It's praying time.
Can I be honest? Sometimes
we may not understand why these things happen.
Why do you let me fall?
Or why we gotta wait?
When the world is in your hands.
Or even why it has not even
you
changed
yet.
But God can fix it.
But you don't, just let
He got to let you go through.
But I know you never let it kill me.
He just strengthened you in the midst of it. It's all for a purpose. Thank you, Jesus.
I know we will all.
It's going to be worth it. Just trust it. Believe in it. It's all going to work out for your good. There may be some things that we have hidden down in our hearts. We may not ever even tell anybody about. But I know it's something. Even if it's just one thing. Write it down, please. I beg you. It's for your sake, not mine. I wrote down my stuff when I first came. Put it on the altar. And then stay on the altar, please. And start praying for yourself as I get ready to pray with you. Touch it and agreeing that God will turn some things around. Thank you, Jesus. Touch your people, God, as they write these things down. As they outpour their hearts unto you, Lord. You said, come all ye that heavy laden and are burdened, Lord. And that you will give us some comfort. You will put some things in our hearts and in our minds and our thoughts that will soothe us in the midst of it. Oh God. Do it for your people as they write these things down. You know what is going on. Very things, Lord, that causes us to be discombobulated or causes us to be troubled. You know the things, Lord, the conversations, the situations, the concerns, and even the challenges, Lord, that has put us in this state in our minds and even in our hearts. As they write them down, God, we're going to lay them at your feet. We're going to lay them at your feet, God, because we know that you can handle it. That you can fix it. We know that you can change it. Oh God. We know, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Dear God in heaven, I'm coming to you on behalf of your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Any and everybody that's writing down this stuff, Lord, I'm asking you to consider it. I'm asking you to consider it, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because you know each and every last one of us name by name. You numbered the very hairs on our head, Father God. You know every problem, every concern, every situation, Lord. I'm asking you to touch that problem, touch that situation, touch that concern on today, God. I'm asking you, so to move some things out the way on today, Father God. Settle some things on today. Lord, I'm asking you right now to see about your people. You know every ache and pain that they have inside of their heart, God. You know all the brokenness, Lord, that they carry, Lord, even from their past. I'm asking you to sever them old ties. them soul ties, those things that's entangled and embedded inside of them, God, that is causing them, Father God, to be in that place of hopelessness. I'm asking you to encourage your people on today, God, and lift them up on today. Lift them up out of that place, Father God, when they think and believe, God, that your hand ain't moving. Let them know right now, God, that there's a time, a season, and a purpose for any and everything that's under the sun. Position our hearts, condition our hearts, touches in our mind, transform our thoughts on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that it will not be an notion, a delusion, or distortion. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we cast all our cares on you, because we know that you care for us. We know that you're concerned about us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you sent your son. You sent your son, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may have life and have it in abundance. So send your abundance of rain down on today, God. Send your abundance of healing, God. Send your abundance of love. Let your people know right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that the waiting is necessary. And any and everything that they're going through, any and everything that they are experiencing, it is crucial that it happened for their own soul salvation. Oh God, whatever it is that you want to teach us, whatever it is you want to show us, whatever it is we need to learn, God, through the experience, I'm asking you to expound that thing, God. Illuminate it and escalate us in it, God. Help us on today, Father God, to be settled in your will, to be settled in your way. Oh God, we're submitting ourselves unto you right now, under your mighty hand. We're committing ourselves unto you right now, God. Because we want to be treasured in your sight. We want to be treasured. Oh God, help us on today, Father God, as we stand before you, God, as we release these things individually. Help us on today, Father God, as we let these things go, as we shake these things off. Help us on today, Father God, that we will be purified in our hearts, that we will be purified in our thoughts, that we will be purified in our bodies. Cleanse us on today, God. Purge away the old, God, that we will not think the same way. Purge away the old, God, that we will not speak the same way. Let your will be done within our lives on today, God, and settle some things. Settle some things, God. We're empty in the Okoshana. We empty in the Okoshana in the Kasia. Oh God, he come in the Okoshana in the Kasia. Wipe away every tear. Remove all fears. Remove that spirit of compromising. Sever that spirit of doubt. Help us all today, God. Hiya Bahashana in the Okoshana. Oh God, I'm crying out for your people as they crying out for themselves. I'm standing in the gap for God. We are touching and agreeing on today, God, that your will, your plan, and your purpose was simply turning around, God. Turn it around, God. Oh, Baba, shun me the locals. Turn it around, God. 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 Turn around the situation in our homes, God. Turn around the situation in our marriages. Turn around the situation in our relationships. Turn around that situation in our children. Turn around that situation in our living circumstances. Turn around that situation in our perspective. Turn around that situation, Father God, in our jobs. Turn around that situation in our employment. Turn around that situation, Father God, in any and every area. In our finances, God. Turn it around, God. Hiya Bahashana de Locosia. Oh God, that we will trust in you and only you. Help your people to simply believe. To simply believe. Not only will you turn it around, what you have for them is simply for them. Allow your people to see the light of day. breaking through.
Just say it into the atmosphere.
Let them speak life, God, in their own situation. That's what I want y'all to do. I want y'all to start speaking life into that thing. Oh God, heal the body zone today, Lord. Every sickness, every virus, every disease, everything that the doctor spoke over their life, Lord, we're casting it down right now, because you said through your son Jesus, by his stripes, we are healed. We speak in healing in our lives. We speak in healing in our finances. We speak in healing in our bodies. We speak in healing in our marriages. We speak in healing in our relationships. Healing in our homes. Healing in our families. Healing in our finances. We speak in life. Oh, Baba, whatever it is, Father God, in the name of Jesus, you say it concerns us. You are perfected. Perfected on today, God. Sooner or later. Give your people a heart of acceptance. If you do it later, give them a heart to accept the waiting season. Oh, God. Turn it around. Turn it around. Hayere loco sila. I see a butter bowl turning. Turn it around. It ain't gonna always be like this. Nah. Accept the turnaround. Accept the turnaround, says God. Thank you, Jesus, for the turnaround. Thank you for the favor. Thank you for the turnaround. Thank you for the blessing. Thank you for the solidity. Thank you for the foundation. Thank you, God. Oh, God, I'm thanking you, Adioko, see what you're doing right now. I'm thanking you for what you already done, and I'm thanking you in advance for what you are about to do, Jesus. It's turning around. Just say it and point to yourself. It's turning around for me. It's turning around for me. It's turning around for me. You gotta believe it. Speak that thing into your own life. It's turning around for me. I accept my turnaround. Say it. I accept my turnaround. That I may receive my turnaround. Jesus, it's happening right now. You gotta feel it right now for your own self. Oh God, I thank you for the turnaround. Thank you, God. Just thank you for your turnaround. Thank you for my turnaround, God. Thank you for my turnaround. Thank you for my turnaround. It's turning around for you. Your situation is getting better. Thank you for the turnaround. It don't matter what it is. It's turning. It's turning. It's turning. Do you see it in your future? It's already getting better. Right now, it's already getting better for me. I'm claiming it. I declare it. I decree it that I may receive it. The turnaround, the turnaround, the turnaround, the turnaround. Thank you, Jesus, for the turnaround. Thank you, Jesus. Just say, it ain't gonna always be like this, because I done claimed my turnaround. He perfecting that thing right now in me. He conditioning me right now. Thank you, Jesus. It's turning. It's turning. It's turning. You may not can't see it right now, but it's turning. It's turning. It's turning. I know it's hard to believe, but it's turning. It's turning. You may not understand it, but it's turning. All gonna work out for you good, baby. All gonna work out for you good, baby. There it is. It's all working out for you good. It's all working out for you good, baby. It's happening. It's turning around. It's turning around. Yes, I believe it. I believe it. Turn around. Turnaround is taking place right now. I believe it. If you believe it, just say thank you, Jesus. Come on, come on. If you believe it, you better thank him like you got it already. If you believe it, you gotta believe that it's your greater, your turnaround, your change. You gotta believe it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the turnaround. Thank you for the change. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the greater. See, if you don't go through this, you won't know what God put inside of you. And he put something great inside of you, baby. That's what he did. That's what he did. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for the turnaround, God. We thank you for the greater. Touch each and every individual, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and according to your will, your purpose, your plan, your ordination, your decree, and your declaration. I'm asking you to do it even now, God. In the right time, in the right season. In your son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. You may be seated if you want to. It's something going on. It's some shaking. It's a Jesus. tonight he had me to tell the people that not only is he a God of sound, but when he shake the earth, he's shaking some things up. He's shaking some things up.
Get our tithes and our offering, you guys.
I pray to God that it was something that he said today that encouraged you guys to wait in the midst of waiting. And while you asking him why I gotta wait, remember that he got to condition you while he positioned you. Remember that. Anybody need any envelopes, please raise your hand. Thank you, Jesus. Don't sit up here and ask. Listen. When you start reading the Bible, reading scriptures in the Bible, and you start applying it to your life, the only way that you can apply it to your life is simply believing what you are reading. So in the midst of reading it, I always used to read the scripture when I was coming up, and it says that he would give you houses that you did not build. He would give you land that you did not inherit. All this different other kind of stuff. I'm telling you, I believe everything that was written in that Bible to me. God will allow people to cross your paths, situations to happen and occur in your life that would allow these things to become fruition in your life. I am a living witness that I can testify these things. People will give you stuff. I'm telling you. They would. I'm telling you. God would allow things to just start taking place in your life that you would not even be able to imagine. He say, I am your creditor. We look at our credit reports and we worry about not being able to get. Girl, I know then. I know God has given me any and everything I want. Through credit. They told me one time I went to go get a car. They told me, well, your credit score ain't such and such and you need a cosign. I say, nope, I already got one and his name is Jesus. I said, I'm finna get ready to go pay some bills. I will be back. And when I come back, I want you to tell me I can go in that car lot and get any car I want. It wasn't even 2 hours later. They was calling me, telling me to come get a car. And my credit score was 4-something. And I ain't need no cosign. God will give you houses that you did not build. I'm talking new construction from the ground up. He did it for me. God will allow you to be blessed in your going in and your coming out. He said, give and it shall be given unto you in good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. Somebody always giving me something because I'm a giver. I don't just give money and stuff. I give love. I give everything. It don't matter what you give. If you go to God, are y'all listening to me today? Them scriptures will become life in your life. Speak it in your own life. And then watch God. Watch God. He will do that thing for you. Because what he got for you is simply, can't nobody take it. Can't nobody curse it. Can't nobody hinder it but you. With your unbelief. I got to play this song because I believe God. I choose to believe him. I just simply believe God. He has proven himself to me to be a healer totally and completely as a woman that was paralyzed from her neck all the way down. I couldn't walk. I couldn't talk. I could not do absolutely nothing for myself. And twisted up. Baby, I can't just walk. I can run. I know how to run now. I'm talking and telling me that I got cancer in my brain, tumors and all this stuff, and how big it is and that they got to go and do surgery on that. Baby, I went back and they can't find it today. I know God is able to do these things. I I know he's my provider. He's been providing for me. When my family and friends all turned their back or they didn't have it. Baby, he has paid a bill for... They came and shut... They, I got a shut-off notice for my gas when I was staying in Michigan. And up there, your gas... And you're like, all your stuff is connected together. In the midst of it, I got a shut-off notice. And they was coming in 3 days for to shut my stuff off. Did you hear what I said? That man came out there for to shut my stuff off and asked me, did I have the money? I told him nope, and I ain't know when I was going to have it. He said, you know what? I ain't going to even turn it off, and walked away. A week later, I got a letter in the mail from the same gas company, MichCon, and they told me my bill was paid in full and I ain't have a dime to give. I'm talking about the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not walk. Baby, when I had to sleep in my car, my truck, me and my kids, and we had to use our clothes for cover. People was walking up to me, giving me money in my hand to get a hotel room, and they didn't even know what they was giving me the money for. I'm talking about open. I got so many stories. I believe God. He said, I'm going to be a billionaire, baby. I'm walking in it. Well, I'm walking in it. I'm walking to it. But I know he got to condition me as he positioned me so that I won't squander it or I won't do the opposite of what he want me to do either. I just believe God. There's nothing that he has spoken over my life that I do not believe him for. It could have been years ago. I have not received it, but baby, I'm in expectation to get it. I believe God. I believe God. I do. With every muscle and every fiber in my being. He has proven himself to me. Not just to me, but to others. And I witness it. I believe God. You got to believe him for yourself. You got to choose to believe and speak that thing in your life. I went to the doctor. They going to tell me I had fluid on my brain. And they wanted to do surgery. And I had to wear a shunt for the rest of my life. And drain that bag coming through. I told them, baby, I know a God that dried up the Red Sea, the Jordan River, and the lady with the issue of blood. You ain't fit to do absolutely nothing to me. Because I believe God. Went back, baby. They don't know where that fluid at today. I'm talking about God. I just believe God. I believe God. I do. They told me I had to take 8 pills for the rest of my life 3 times a day and give myself a shot. The Lord said, do you trust me? I say, yes, I do. He said, then throw away every pill you got. I'm not telling you to do it because your faith may not be well enough. Baby, I ain't throwing them in my garbage. I throw them in the neighbor's garbage. I have not taken a pill. And I was 34 years old then. I did tell y'all I'm 56 now. I believe God. He said I would preserve your flesh and fatten your bones. I believe God. I just believe God, y'all. They told me I never had no kids. I got 2 today. I had 4. And I got 7 grandkids. I believe God. I believe him. I don't care what no doctor tell me. Oh, you got to take medicine because you have seizures. I had a seizure set. Because he's a man regulator. I believe God. I believe that book. Allow yourself to just simply believe God. And then just wait on him. I just believe God. I love you all so much. I don't even know why I had to go there, but I did. And I love telling my story, baby. I got so many of them. I love telling it. Just so y'all can be encouraged about something. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and offering. And some people who gave me their tithes and offering during the week. Please continue to pray for the bereaved. There's so many people that has been calling me. And there's been so many deaths going on. Please make sure that you continue to pray for the bereaved. The Bible declares that when